Welcome back to another episode of Tech Talk Today, where we dive into the latest innovations changing our digital landscape. I'm your host, and today we're uncovering the fascinating world of Wreath, the latest advancement in Ethereum full node implementations. If you've ever wondered how cryptocurrency networks stay operational and efficient, you're in for a treat. To kick us off, let's talk about what exactly Wreath is. Think of it as a turbocharged engine specifically designed for the Ethereum blockchain. Built in Rust, Wreath aims to be user-friendly and blazing fast. This makes it not only accessible to hobbyists, but also robust enough for those diving into mission-critical environments like staking. So why should you care about Wreath? Well, its modularity is a game changer. Every component is crafted to be used as a library, heavily documented and tested for developers to mix and match. Imagine being able to, say, spin up your own P2P network or directly access a node's database. It's like having a toolbox where you can pick and choose the tools you need without the hassle of extra attachments. Pretty neat, right? Now, let's talk about performance. With Wreath utilizing a stage sync architecture from Aragon and optimizations from their existing Ethereum libraries, it's designed to handle tasks at lightning speed. For those of you who've grappled with slow transaction speeds or lagging services, Wreath could be a breath of fresh air. Just think about it. Faster response times, better performance margins. The potential is there for making your Ethereum experience smoother. But beyond performance, there's an important philosophical aspect to why Wreath exists. Client diversity. The thought here is that when there's a variety of node implementations available, the Ethereum protocol becomes more resilient. If one node experiences a hiccup, the entire network doesn't just grind to a halt. It's an insurance policy for the blockchain community. As users and developers start exploring Wreath, what can they expect? Well, for one, support for multiple EVM chains beyond Ethereum is on the horizon. This means we might soon see it syncing with chains like Optimism, Polygon, and BNB Smart Chain. If you're working on any of these projects, Wreath might just be the perfect companion for your next development journey. Also, Wreath is built to cater to both novice users and seasoned professionals. From fast historical queries to syncing from scratch, configurability is a priority here, an all-in-one solution for everyone. It's almost like a restaurant menu where you can customize each dish based on your dietary needs and preferences. Before we wrap up, let's dig briefly into the developmental milestones of Wreath. The project hit its first production-ready stable version in June 2024, following extensive audits to ensure security and performance. They're clearly building a solid reputation as a trustworthy node option in the Ethereum space. And for those of you curious about contributing to Wreath or using it as a library in your projects, there's ample opportunity. Whether you're a developer or simply interested in tech, Wreath is open source and community-driven, encouraging collaboration. Transition. As we look toward the future of Ethereum and digital currencies, tools like Wreath not only enhance performance, but also foster a more diverse and resilient ecosystem, something we all stand to benefit from. So, what's your take on the advancements in blockchain technology? Could modular implementations like Wreath be the future of decentralized networks? Let us know by joining the conversation on our social media or diving into our Telegram discussions. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Talk today. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the world of technology.